Welcome to Life Between the Vines, special podcast number 160. This podcast is being issued on the 16th of September 2015. The program was recorded on September 13th and September 14th, and specifically covers the Valley Fire happening north of Napa Valley in Lake County, California. For this podcast, we spoke with Patsy McGoy of the Napa Valley Vintners Association and winemaker Jean Huffliger of Alpha Omega Winery in Napa Valley. Well, I'm here with Patsy McGoy of the Napa Valley Vintners Association, and Patsy, thanks for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Nice to chat with you.
Yeah, well, maybe, I don't know if it's so nice under the circumstances. Subject of this podcast is about the Valley Fire. So the first question is how are things going, and is the fire still growing?
Well, the first thing we want to say, of course, is that our hearts go out to the residents of Lake County who have been so severely affected by this devastating fire. As of this afternoon, it's my understanding, according to CAL FIRE, that the fire is now above 60,000 acres. It's still out of control. I believe they're only at 5% containment. There's 1,000 firefighters on the line, really doing a tremendous job and the best that they can, but this fire is just extraordinary. We, however, are very, very lucky in Napa County that the fire is burning away from us. Again, it's devastating to the people in Lake County, but in Napa County, we really aren't seeing a lot of impact at this point in time.
1,000 firefighters. That's a staggering number.
Yes, and again, having a difficult time getting a handle on this one.
Let's talk about Middleton for a second here. I've been there a couple of times, and I've heard the devastation is just unbelievable there.
Yes, again, this is from information that I've seen in reading news reports. It's not firsthand, but it looks like there's going to be several hundred homes that were devastated by the fire, people that are just completely wiped out. So I know that right now the fire crews are putting their attention on trying to control the fire, and that trying to get an assessment of what the damage has been is secondary. Definitely trying to put the fire out is first and foremost for them. So it might take a little time. There is an evacuation center set up in Calistoga, and I know that a number of people have gone there, folks who were evacuated over the weekend, and there are a lot of resources coming to that area, everything from tents and food and supplies for animals and anything that people can contribute to try to make it easier on the victims that have been so terribly affected by this event.
Once again, the people in the valley step up to take care of, well, not only their own, but their neighbors. I commend you for that. It's terrific to see that happening.
Absolutely. And of course, we care deeply about our neighbors to the north. As I'm sure you know, there are also folks who work in Napa Valley who live in Lake County. So it's just not that far across the border to where people were affected. And we certainly want to help out in any way that we possibly can.
And I'm going to come back to that at the end of the podcast about helping out. But do they know, was this a lightning strike? Was this caused by human? Do we have any idea?
No, there's no cause reported at this time.
Okay. So really, huge fire, and obviously it's not good for anybody the other direction either. I understand there were some lots of issues up in Hopland and Ukiah as well.
I heard that there, again, this is me, secondhand, but I did hear that there were some evacuation orders in place. I don't know that the fire is actually threatening that area at this point in time, or if fire officials are just being cautious. As I'm sure you know, when an area needs to be evacuated, there is a certain formula that they have for how many people, how many folks can get out, what the road conditions are. And so evacuation orders go into effect sometimes when a fire is not necessarily that close, when it's not necessarily imminent, but when there is potential for folks needing to evacuate.
This time of year, everything's dry, although you are heading into your rainy season. It's still just out of reach, isn't it?
We certainly are suffering from an exceptional drought that has impacted our area over the past several years, and that has contributed to a number of wildfires in and around Napa County. We've been fortunate that most of them have been, burning on the northeast corner of the county where there aren't vineyards and wineries. It's more open land, and of course fire is devastating, and certainly even more so when it affects personal property and human life. This fire is definitely the worst we've seen this season, and it escalated the most rapidly. So everyone's keeping a close eye on it, and the damage that it's causing is going to be pretty exceptional and pretty unfortunate.
Well, and it doesn't take much to start a fire out there. I mean, even just a spark does it pretty much, right?
That's exactly right. We had a fire earlier this year that was started, I believe, by a car that had they'd had engine trouble, and they went off the road, and it sparked some grass, and next thing you know, 8,000 acres had burned. So it's definitely a very dry time here in Northern California.
Not that I want to focus on just wineries, because this is about people, obviously, the fire, but I am curious. I know of the, how do you pronounce it? The Lily Langtry Winery is pronounced?
Gwinnock.
It's a pretty substantial winery, but you said there was something you found out on the wire?
Yeah, I just saw a news report that a winery called Shed Horn Cellars in Lake County was indeed destroyed by the fire. We do not know of any other fire damage. We don't really have firsthand information in Lake County, and in Napa County, we do not know of any wineries or vineyards that have been damaged by the fire. But certainly the folks in Lake County are not out of the woods yet.
Right. And unfortunately, as much as technology is great and fast, in cases of something like this, the information doesn't move quite as fast.
Yes, that's true. And we're always cautious here. We don't want to say things that we can't verify, but information's not always that easy to get.
Right, true. Tell me, Patsy, is there any kind of a fund other than Red Cross, and obviously Red Cross certainly included, that people can contact if they would like to help out in any way, shape, or form, monetarily or with materials?
Right now, Red Cross is the best choice, and monetarily sounds like the thing that they need the most. As you mentioned earlier, folks have been so generous and giving of supplies and materials that, from what I understand, the evacuation center has everything that they need at the moment. But things like financial donations, gift cards to help people rebuild, those things are always desired, and Red Cross is probably the best resource for that right now.
I had seen a post from Karen Cakebread on Facebook. Looks like they're also going to need some bodies, some people to be able to fill in for the ones who've been working there already all day.
Yes, and if there are volunteers who can go to the shelter up in Calistoga, I'm sure that would be welcomed. That there are a lot of people there, and whether it's to help provide supplies or materials, or simply to listen to someone who has lost their home or who doesn't know if their home has been destroyed, just that emotional support is very helpful.
Well, here we are a year later after the earthquake, and this is really something to have to be dealing with the situation.
Yeah, it certainly has been difficult, and the circumstance is very similar to last year. We are in the throes of harvest. We had some warm weather last week, and things are really heating up here in terms of harvesting grapes, and a lot of activity there. So, the fire comes at a time when folks are trying to get their regular business done. So, we hope that it can be put out, and we certainly send our best wishes to everyone in Lake County who has been so terribly affected by this.
And same here. We hope that everybody there is safe and can at least get to some reasonable degree of shelter. Very cool that Napa Valley is helping out in the fairgrounds. For our listeners, Patsy, if they'd like to contact the association just to find out anything online, how would they do that?
Sure. We do have an update page on our website at napavintners.com. And again, Red Cross is a great resource. If you just go to American Red Cross website, you can find out how to make a donation there. And we will continue to keep our page updated. In fact, we have a link to the Red Cross from our webpage, and along with other information and resources, either for folks that need help or folks that want to help.
That's fabulous. Patsy, that's great. It's terrific that you guys are following up and keeping it active, part of your page. Thanks again. I know you're busy, so I appreciate you taking the time, and we hope to see you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
I'm here with our dear friend, Jean Huffliger from Alpha Omega Winery. Jean is the winemaker as well as all-around good guy. How you doing, Jean?
Pretty good. It's the middle of a harvest, 2015, quite early, with a few challenges as far as the rest of the world is concerned. But overall, it's good, and we're trying to you know, stay focused on making wine and helping others that are in a much, much more difficult situation than we are.
And that can't be understated. Some of the pictures I've seen are stunning. Black skies, giant flames. Have you seen anything from the winery where you're at all?
You can see at night, the reflections. You see for sure the smoke and the fog, depending on the wind direction. But most importantly, you hear and you talk. We have employees that have been fighting, for their home for the last 3 days, trying to, clear vegetation around, doing some fire breaks to save their houses. We have people that, friends and family that have lost everything. And so I think it's really important to put things back in perspective at one point and to be able to, to really understand where these people are and kind of, help them as much as we can.
You made a very generous offer the other day on Facebook to have people contact you directly. Have you had people taking advantage of that for seeking shelter?
Not for seeking shelter as much as thank you for support. And I just want to know, I just want honestly people to know that I'm there. I have it good this time. Hopefully they'll do the same, when the wheel turns. And the wheel always ends up turning. So for me, it's almost about karma. It's just you need to be there for the people and help. We're trying to we're building a fundraiser here at Alpha Omega that will be hosted on September 30th, where we're going to have an auction with different wines, from AO, of course, but from other wineries as well, trying to raise some money because right now, we contacted the fire department and they said, don't come and cook for us, don't send stuff. What we really would need is cash and money for these people. So we're trying to raise as much money as we can to help these people in need.
And from what I understand, up in Calistoga, the fairgrounds is where people have been pretty much going to take shelter, temporary housing. And that's been the greatest need, from what I've heard, is money to be able to get things, walkers, canes, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything from dog food, because of course, people, when they leave their house, they take their pets, their beloved pets with them. And so it's really, it's erasing the memories that some people have accumulated for 20 years. And so they need basic things from underwears and T-shirts to tents and dog food. So it's really trying to help them just rebuild their life or make these, this first period, this first time, a tiny bit better than the end of the world they're seeing right now.
And that's it. It is. It's the end of their world. What a horrifying thing. I saw some video from Middleton to see, it was the main street, and it was just stunning to see these buildings going up. How you could watch something like that and not have your heart burst, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's a pretty remote area, so it's, of course, a rural area, and a lot of these houses are also propane heated. So, of course, all these propane tanks and stuff like that are an extremely difficult and dangerous thing for the firefighters to fight as well, because there's huge hazards. So it's a very difficult situation, and when you see images, and of course we try to stay away to keep every street possible clear for the firefighters and the the responders. But if you look at these pictures, it really looks like moon. I mean, it's the moon.
Yeah, some of the after effects, it's some other planet. From what I understand, Highway 29 is closed north of Calistoga, right?
Yeah, that is correct, because the fire is right on the other side of Howell Mountain. Depending on the wind blow, it could actually progress quite fast. And that was one of the issues with the fire when it first started. The most of the people and the firefighters of the Cal Fire were on the 100,000-acre fire near Sacramento. And of course, they had to take a more defensive approach than proactive, and it spread a little bit, and then they put resources in there. But because of the drought and the accumulated drought over the last 2, 3, or 4 years, we've seen a lot of trees where the root system is just dying because of lack of water. So you can imagine that, these parts of the world that have brushes and all that have been dried for so long are just waiting for any excuse to catch on fire.
And I imagine they become that much more absorbent too after the water's been on them.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And then, people don't think about one very important aspect that I think we're going to have to think a lot is a good thing about fire is it kind of renews the vegetation. But the bad thing is if you lose everything that is fixing the ground. So if El Nino comes the way it's supposed to, these areas will have to be extremely careful with erosion and mudslides, because that's the second effect is going to be how do we maintain this earth settled down when you have a big amount of rain.
So the challenge goes beyond just the fire itself. It goes
yes.
toward the after effect.
Absolutely.
Do you know at this point now, we talked to Patsy McGoy of the Napa Valley Vintners yesterday, and at that time, there's virtually no containment. Is there any change in that? Are you aware of it at all?
Yeah, we have about 13 to 15%. The virus is 13 to 15% contained, which is obviously not enough, and it's roughly up to 70,000 acres burned already. So they still have a lot of work to do. We're hoping for a little rain, a quarter of an inch of rain tomorrow. That will help them as well, because it's not only, of course, the effect of the water, because a quarter inch is not going to, put out the fire, but it's going to delay it, and it's going to help what has not burned yet to be a little bit less, of a fire hazard.
Right. And obviously this comes at a time during harvest where you've got your work already cut out for you, and obviously many of the people you work with are dealing with this in their homes, so certainly complicates everything. Harvest doesn't wait.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I think the community here is extremely tight. People are there for one another, and they're really trying to help, which is great. And I think it's always helpful. We saw exactly the same kind of burst of community, of people helping one another, right after the earthquake. That was actually also during harvest, or right before. So it's kind of nice to see that, the community here actually knows exactly where their priorities are and really are there to stand up to help others.
That's just a sign of a great farming community.
Yeah, I think it comes down to real roots and real values.
Are you aware of any other way to contribute other than the American Red Cross in any way, shape, or form? People from here could send money or whatever to you.
Yes, actually, I was forwarded a really nice article from the Napa Valley Register this morning that gives a whole list of the different ways people can actually, help and donate to help the ones in need. But, it's interesting also because it's not only the people that lost everything that have the issue. I mean, we need to support also financially all these, amazing firefighters that are helping everybody do this and be able to fight these fires. So you can actually donate to the Red Cross, you can donate to the Bank of Napa, the Salvation Army, and to do it directly to the disaster relief. If I remember correctly, it's disasterrelief911.org.
And there's also a page, I believe, for the Red Cross on the Napa Valley Vintners page.
That is correct.
John, my heart goes out to all your fellow workers, everybody out there in Napa. My heart is definitely with you. So thanks for taking the time. I know you're in mid-harvest and with all this craziness going on. But my best to you and your family. Hope everybody stays safe and hope to see you soon.
Thank you very much for your time, and we'll keep you posted for sure.
Thank you for listening to this program. To learn more, visit NapaVintners.com, or to donate, visit redcross.org.